Welcome to Living Orthodoxy, an invitation to a deeper life in Christ, a podcast of St. Philip Orthodox Church in Souderton, Pennsylvania, dedicated to connecting the liturgical and spiritual life of the Orthodox parish with the life of the Orthodox home, presenting the weekly homilies of our parish pastors, Father Noah Buscelli and Father James Thayer, as well as discussions of the liturgical year and Orthodox life and practice by Justin Gold and Jeff Hyatt.
Gospel very well, but usually it reminds us two different mindsets. As when we hear in the Gospel, the Pharisee, seemingly righteous man, came to the temple to pray, and actually he was glorifying himself. How good citizen he is. I go to church, I go to work, I pay my taxes, I'm perfect. That's what he saw. On the other side, we have the person, a simple tax collector, who somehow does not see himself the same way. And we may say, what's wrong with this man? He simply was able to turn his mind from external religiosity into deep internal. And what he discovered there was truly bothersome to him. So he came to the same temple, to the same church, asking God for correction, for forgiveness. So we have the example here of certain transformation from that external religiosity, when usually it takes care only about public appearance, how good and perfect I appear in front of the others, to that deep internal connection of the human heart. Remember last Sunday, Father James preached about tax collector who wanted to see Jesus. And he was the same man, full of greed, selfishness, carelessness about other people, ripping off everybody more than he should. So there was a lot of darkness in him of those bad deeds he had in his conscience. And what Father mentioned, when Jesus Christ approached him, the source of divine light, the darkness of sin melted away. It's a very interesting point to see it, because in every single person, there is a good person, there is a light of Christ in the person, but often is covered by the shadow of iniquity. And when the light of Christ approaches us, what is evil in us, the fault of our souls, they can kind of shift away, and the good part of our personality is surfacing up. That's usually what happens when we are in the church. See, we bring to the surface good of our personality. But now, the question is how it continues through the life itself. When we come back to our work, to our families, how we struggle to maintain that good and positive aspect of our character, bring the light of Christ to others as well. How to change that judgmental mindset into deep internal self-correction of ourselves. I will bring you the short fragment of the Gospel, which we may be familiar with. Is it in the Gospel of John, when Jesus Christ was preaching among the people, and there was a certain situation that Pharisees and scribes, it says, brought the woman to him, and they say she was caught in adultery. And according to the law of Moses, she should be stoned. They wanted to kill her. And they asked Jesus Christ, tempting him, what will be your answer? What we should do? And the Gospel says that Jesus Christ did not give them any answer. He simply stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued to ask him, he raised himself up and said, "Who is without sin among you? Let him throw a stone at her first." A very challenging question. This is our judgmental mind when we really easy accuse others in their faults, in their mistakes. So what will be the answer of the people? And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. So Christ said this and continues to write down on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus has raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." That's the forgiveness of God. But the question is, what Jesus Christ was writing on the ground that made these people to change their mind? Holy tradition of our church and Holy Fathers say, but what Christ was writing on the ground, it was the sins of the people. Adulterers, cheaters, translation in our language today, gamblers, pornography users, drunkards, child abusers, gossipers, slanderers, quarrel makers, hate makers. We have a lot of those. So he was writing one by one, looking not at them, and they look, because he did not talk to them, did not give any answer to look down and read what he is writing. And one by one was discovering his own sin, his own transgression. So when Jesus Christ, whoever is among you without sin, none of those is present in you, just you can pass your judgment now. As the gospel describes, from the oldest one, means the guy collected the most sins in his life. They were departing from that place, one by one. That's our soul. That's usually when we approach people in our life, we're easy to judge, we're easy to criticize, we're easy to gossip, But now, Christ is preaching to our heart. Instead of being judgmental, look into your own heart. That is where the process of healing begins. Holy Fathers usually say like this: we may have many different sins or transgressions in our mind, which, you know, these things happen in life. You say evil word here, you have some aggravation with this person, with the family person, you may be not honest in this and that area sometimes. It happens. So we collect different mistakes of life, let's say. But Holy Fathers say, focus on the one, the main weakness of your soul, the main weakness of your character. Because they say, when you focus on the main weakness of your character, that it gives you foundation for true change in your life. A true change of character. Because we can even come to confession as say minor things which happens to us daily. That's good. But if we don't touch the main reason, what bothers our heart deep in our sight, That means we still did not enter of did not enter the path of self-correction. We truly do not repent yet. We don't change our attitude yet from that external into the deep internal. True desire to change ourselves into better selves. And a great example is like, we may have bad habits. Laziness is very common. Greed is very common. Selfishness is very common. Smoking used to be very common. Some people do it, but it's a great example how to overcome the habit. My family members used to smoke. I know a lot of people who do, and I know those who try to quit. You know, very few was able just to say, okay, I changed today, I will not do it anymore. Very few. Most of the people, how they approach their life, is a gradual process. It's number one, understand that it hurts me, smoking physically, but internal sins, oh, and our relation towards God. So when there is a fear of God, which is unhealthy, not just respect, but fear of that, means our relationship of God is not well established. We need to search for that inner peace of soul. And that is being achieved gradually. So to the smoker, when I say, out of 40 cigarettes, make into 30. Within month, 2 months, then into 20, then into 10, till you reach zero. In order to reduce the weakness of our character and bad habits of our soul and mind, it's a gradual process. It's possible to make it, but a person has to be willing to do so. We have to be willing to do so. Mostly we hear good advice from the doctor. I know, I should do that, but we never do it. And same in our spiritual life. I know I should read more scriptures. I know I maybe should read more prayers at home, but we don't do it. So there is no good, no benefit if we hear the message, we hear the advice, and we don't do it. Because it sounds too much, sounds too big of a challenge. There is a wisdom of the Holy Fathers, approaching gradually. Add something, add little, but just put your steps on that path of self-correction. To improve even our relationships, another example, there may be two people, two different characters, husband, wife, friends, co-workers. Somebody is a hyper. It's very easy to explode with anger and, you know, rebukes. If you are this kind of person, try to withhold yourself. Maybe you need to say to correct something, but maybe with less anger, with less explosion, more calmly. It helps your relationship with your family and friends and co-workers. On the other side, you may be the person who is being oppressed by such individual. And usually we would like to defend ourselves, talk back, respond. That may be also not a good advice. If you hear somebody attacking you like that, take that first blow and say nothing back. That will be your challenge. And when you calm down, you give like more logical answer, more calm answer. That it helps. This is when Jesus Christ says, when somebody hits you one cheek, give him the another one. So when I have that first initial attack, aggravation, survive that. That's a good advice. This is the struggle of our character, of our heart. That's a spiritual one, purely spiritual one. When you calm down, then say something. Or even if you see the aggravation, illogical aggravation continues, step even more back. See how much you can handle. But that is towards that creation, more peaceful relationships. Till atmosphere calms, and then you can say something. What serves correction of the situation, not adding to more aggravation. That's a big, big difference. So we have to be able to distinguish when we say something, we say out of our pride, I will just hit back because he or she insulted me, or we say something because we see that situation can be corrected. That is a spiritual approach to our life.